This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started.
Oh, top of the day to you, Megan.
Whoa, I wasn't expecting that. Top of the day, Kristen.
Well, it ties into our beer.
Oh, huzzah! I'm ready to hear about it.
Okay. It's a Hogtown Irish Red. See what I did there?
I see. I got it. It's Irish. I got it.
It is brewed from Swamphead Brewery in Gainesville, Florida. Ooh. Go Gators.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, you threw that in there.
Yeah, threw it in there. Like Hogtown. Did you know Gainesville was originally called Hogtown?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you're real knowledgeable. Who knew?
Who knew? Like Hogtown itself, our Irish-style ale has a rich history. Originally created in collaboration with the Hogtown Brewers, this Irish-style red makes its debut each year at the, hold your horses, Hogtown Medieval Fair.
See, that's why I said huzzah. Get it? Now, do you get that part? Okay, good.
Stays around to be a proud pint raised at St. Patrick's Day celebrations around Florida.
Ooh.
Yep. We're going to enjoy the malt aroma and subtle hop flavor of Hogtown Irish Red. Here's to a cold pint. Salute!
It's salut.
Whatever.
Okay.
Smells beery.
All right. I have a prediction.
What?
I don't think you're going to like it.
Yeah, I would drink this one.
Oh, of course. You're just
Irish.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Because you're Irish, you would drink it?
Yeah. It's the drink of my people.
I don't know that I would drink that one.
It's the drink of my people.
This is the drink of your people? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. It's got a little tang to it to me.
I do like the little tang though.
Maybe that's just the first bite. It's starting to grow on me.
It's because of the drink of my people.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit? And I know that's a similar beer, so everybody, I'm sorry, but it reminds me of like a Killian's.
See, I like Killian's. I don't mind Killian's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It has a first bite and then it kind of smooths out.
There was another beer from Swamp Pet that I really liked for a long time. It was different.
I really want to try their Tom Petty beers they have out right now. In honor of Tom Petty, they've released
them. I have to go to the grocery store today. Maybe I'll look in the beer section and see if they have any Tom Petty beers.
I think they're just at their brewery, but yeah. I really want to go try them.
Well, who wants to drive to Gainesville?
I know. I'll have to drive over to Gainesville and give it a go. So today we're talking about...
Oh, products we love!
We love some products.
La, products.
So we're excited. You want to go first?
Yeah, so I can go first. This is a product that you actually introduced me to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So we were doing a long run one day, and I was struggling a little bit, and I think we had gone through like some peppermints and some honey already. And you're like, oh, take a sip of my Tailwind. It's like crack for runners. And I was like,
yep,
oh.
Yep, that's exactly how I said it, crack for runners.
And I was like, oh, I like crack for runners. Is it legal? And then you were like, yeah, it's totally legal. You can buy it on Amazon. So I took a little sip out of a little squirt, you know, because you and I are both kind of germy phobies. So I took a aired squirt out of your thing, your water bottle. And sure as crap, it's like crack for runners.
Yeah. I really love the Tailwind. You go first and then I'll do my pals and wilds.
Caffeinated endurance fuel that works.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So it's easy on your stomach. I know you and I have both had tummy troubles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice as you put it in your water bottle. Like, you don't have to carry extra gels or pills or goo. You're not a fan of goo.
No, goo makes me sick.
Yeah, you're not a fan of goo. I don't mind some goos. Like, it has to be, like, the correct texture, consistency. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not anti-goo, but I'm not pro-goo.
And you can eat the jelly beans, and those are too hard on my stomach during the long run.
Yeah, I love Mile 9 mm-hmm. when the magic beans appear.
Yeah.
Tastes good all day. So even if it kind of sits in your water bottle, if you give it a little swirl, mm-hmm. like a little wine swirl. Before you put it in there. Mm-hmm. It goes down, and it has just enough caffeine in there where it's going to keep you going.
Yeah, I will say that is one of my favorite things about Tailwind is that I am a coffee drinker, you're a coffee drinker, mm-hmm. and if I don't have my cup of coffee in the morning, I get a caffeine headache by 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I am pretty by the book. And so with Tailwind, if I have that and I'm drinking it, I don't have to have my cup of coffee before I go out on my long run. Mm-hmm. It has enough caffeine in it that will curb the headache until I get back. And I don't want to drink coffee. I know some people can. I cannot drink coffee before I go for a run.
Yeah, and because coffee makes me go too.
Yeah, I know. So that's why I can't drink it before I go. Yeah.
you guys can use your imagination there. So just a little info about the Tailwind. Instructions are simple. The instructions are simple. Pour, shake, and go. So each scoop has about 100 calories in it and 35 grams of caffeine in it. Mm-hmm. So it's recommended you limit use to 6 hours. A maximum of 6 hours, so don't do whatever, and mix 2 to 3 scoops and 24 ounces of water.
Yeah, I actually go a little bit less even.
I do too. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I feel sometimes on your palate after you've been running for a long time, it can feel a little thick. So I will go with a little bit less Tailwind, and it does. I feel like it's still great.
Yeah, and sometimes if I'm running in my belt, mm-hmm. I have those belts that have a couple different things.
Water pouches, water containers.
Yeah, I'll do 2 Tailwind and 2 regular water.
Yeah.
So I can switch back and forth.
Well, we do when we need, we'll meet and I'll run to the park, which is 5 miles, and then right now because you're pregnant, you're a little bit restricted. And so sorry everybody, my dog's in the background. And then I will meet you there and I will drink regular water from the water fountain, or I will fill up whatever I've been drinking from my Tailwind container and then water it down even more and then head back. But I really want to get one of those orange mud packs where it's got the 2 water bottles on your back.
Yeah, I'm in Bass Pro Shops the other day and I think I saw something.
What?
Similar to that. I think I was going to text you, but I think I was also hungry for a brownie and I got really sidetracked.
I need to go check it out.
It's BB's fault, but
yeah.
So if you hear me mention BB, it's actually the initials of the baby, but we don't have a complete name yet. So
future baby.
Yeah. BB.
So, do you think you can take that while you're pregnant?
No, I haven't been.
Okay. But I'm saying, do you think it would be safe? I don't know.
Well, as long as you stay under your recommended caffeine dosage while pregnant. Oh. Obviously everyone's pregnancy is different. I consulted my OBGYN about how much caffeine I can take because I was having severe caffeine withdrawal headaches. Mm-hmm. So they told me how much caffeine is safe to use. Obviously if you're pregnant or planning to become pregnant, consult your doctor on any questions you may have. No question. Mm-hmm. No question is a silly question when you're growing a human.
Yeah, for sure. So we would definitely recommend this. And there's a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah.
And on Amazon, there's a flavor pack.
There's a flavor pack on Amazon.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find the cost of it real fast while we're talking.
Yeah. So I've ordered the large bag of the raspberry raspberry buzz.
And I think there's another one that I really like. I think there was a lemon. I have to look at my pantry.
And mine says it's good for 30 servings, but because we cut back on the amount that we use each time, I think I'm getting a lot more out of it. So, but it is really, it is a huge difference when I've got dead legs or tired legs mm-hmm. and I start to Tailwind in the middle of a long run. It makes a big difference.
Yeah. So you can get 7 Tailwind pack. It has 7 flavors. See the flavors here. And it's only $17.50, which is a pretty good price.
The large bag is obviously the best per scoop price. But, but if you're trying to figure out which one you like, that's a really easy way to do it.
That's how I started.
Or if you even like it, because if you don't like it, then it's really easy to gift away packets of Tailwind to people.
Yeah. So it has 7 assorted flavors. Let's see what it has. It has all the flavors.
Those packets are great for traveling too.
Yeah, because I know you and I can split a packet too. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. we don't use the whole recommended
amount. Yeah.
Amount. It doesn't have the flavors in here, but you guys get the idea. You can see all our 7 flavors. Based on the pictures, it looks like you get a lemon, a orange.
In other words, green tea.
Unflavored berry. Green tea, which I was not a fan of.
That didn't bother me. I'm not even a tea drinker, and that I thought that was pretty good.
You have berry, unflavored, lemon. Yeah, so a bunch of cool flavors to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
But I would recommend starting with the pack and then picking before you commit to a large bag of something.
Yeah, for sure.
Picking that.
I haven't tried Noon yet. That's on my to-do list of things to try also, but I've heard such good things about Noon, and I think you can drink it all day long. It's like a nutrition filler kind of a thing.
Sell me this product.
I don't know anything about it, so I can't yet. Oh. But I will find out so that the next product review we do, we can have some Noon on there.
Okay.
Next week I've got an expo to go to, so I'll pick some up at the expo.
Yeah, have fun at the expo.
Well, I will without you. It's very sad. I'm sad. I know. Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's move on to, I just hit the mic. Sorry, guys. Different product. So let's talk about Ruby's Lube.
Oh.
So, Ruby's Lube, I've been using for 2 years now.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of it, I feel like it doesn't get the notoriety that it deserves, and there's not as much talk about it, but it is an anti-chafing balm, and it's all natural, and it actually smells pretty good. You've used some of mine before. It's one of my favorite mm-hmm. things to take. I've done 2 dopeys. I know I've mentioned this before. 2 dopeys. This year's my 3rd goofy. The first goofy, I chafed like a mother, and right afterwards, I thought, I can't do another distance like this where I'm running and running and just using Vaseline and it's not fixing the problem. So I found this product called Ruby's Lube, thanks to a suggestion from somebody else. And it's amazing. So its ingredients are just, this is the entire ingredients list, sweet beeswax, olive oil, calendula flower, I'm saying that wrong, benzoin tincture, and lemongrass. I'm probably butchering 3 of these words, but tincture. Yeah. Anyways, but that's it. That's the whole ingredients list. So it really feels like I will put it on. I have not chafed with it on in any locations. And they say it's good for running, biking, swimming. It has a little heart. I'm assuming that's spanky, hanky panky time. I don't know why I went with spanky, hanky panky time, but that just happened. Huh. And then also babies.
Oh.
You can use this for your future nug. So anyways, it says motion for every notion. Motion Whoa. Lotion for every notion.
Whoa.
Yeah. But when it gets done running and I shower and the Ruby's Lube comes off, I actually feel like I've had a lotion on in that spot when I've been running. So really? My skin feels softer afterwards too. Hmm. It just has a lot of benefits, I think.
Maybe I should.
You're welcome to try it anytime. Well, and smell it here. I'm going to crack this bad boy open.
I know it smells good. I smell it on you.
It smells like lemony.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. I'm telling you. And I love the branding. It's so cute.
Is it cruelty-free?
Well, yeah, because it's made with all natural ingredients. It's made with nature.
True.
So, anyways, I'm going to say that it's one of my favorite things to use when I run.
Yeah, you always have that with you when you run.
Yeah, and if I miss a spot, I notice immediately.
Yeah.
So that's one of my amazing products that I will recommend.
Another product that you and I both love dearly are the Gooder sunglasses.
I love my Gooders.
Yeah.
I've met 4 pairs now.
Yeah.
5 pairs? Oh, crap.
I've purchased 4. I gave my husband a pair.
Mm. I gave you a pair.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a good friend like that.
I gave Bridget a pair, my horseback riding trainer, a pair.
Oh, how did she like them?
She loves them. For the same reasons that we love them to run with, mm-hmm. the same reasons why I love to ride in them. Because, mm-hmm. I get sweaty and gross. And anyway, so if you've never been to an expo, you've never seen the Gooders there, and I highly recommend you get them. They come in all these bright, fun colors. Mm-hmm. There's so many new frames. And the best part is they're between $25 and $35 depending on which frame you get.
Yeah, you can't beat that price. Even if you hate them, you can gift them to somebody else at that price.
Yeah. But I don't know why you would hate them. I really don't. They're lightweight. They're polarized, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
According to their website, they're all performance and no bull crap. They use different words. they're really nice. I feel like when I run in them, they stay in place. Like, you literally can... Mm-hmm. Do a cartwheel, I think.
When I, like, share them with people for the first time, I tell them to put them on their head and just shake their head as hard as they can.
So I just put my gooters on my head and shook my head, but you guys can't see it.
Yeah. I really want a pair of the BFGs because I have a more, like, heart-shaped face, and so I need a bigger glasses, like, a bigger pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Whereas you have the regulars, and they look perfect on you, frame size.
I have little features.
Mm-hmm. But we have the new ones. We just got the new ones.
The cat eyes.
Yeah, the cat eyes, and they are so cute. I got the black breakfast run at Tiffany's, and then also the rose ones, which I can't remember the name of.
No, but yeah, and those are the ones you got me for my birthday,
mm-hmm.
which I totally love. I haven't worn them out yet.
And they're sold out. They sold out the first day, and they're on back order now.
The pink ones?
Yeah, they sold out the
first day.
Because
they're amazing. Mm-hmm. Everything's better with pink. And
unless they're back in. You're on the website now, aren't you?
Oh, good point. Let's see.
I bet they're not, though, because I think they are. And then people on the Facebook pages were like,
what they, are they? Were they the flamboyants, I wonder? Or were they...
They were like Yes Way Rosé, I think was what they were called, or something like that. Anyways, I love my gooders. I don't know how else to say it.
And the colors are so fun.
They really are fun. And at that price point, you can get a bunch of different colors and then match
like
your outfit.
Yeah,
yeah,
we have so many fun colors from the gooders. Mm-hmm. And they're really fun.
The names are so, they come up with the best names. I want to work for them and come up with names of sunglasses all day
long. Here's this, flamingos on a booze cruise.
I have those.
Like, seriously, people. Like, these are the best names. Sunbathing Wizards. Iced by Yetis. These are the white ones I have in my head. Oh, so I actually got the orange and blue glasses for...
Gator Games. Look at you go.
Yep.
Well, I think they're just one of the best. It's a no-brainer. They're a fun product. They're fun to look at, to order, because of the names and the colors. And then it's a sturdy product. I've had my gooders have outlasted a lot of my other pairs of sunglasses at this point.
Yeah.
And the price point is good. So to me, it's a no-brainer that anybody would want to.
Yeah, the Stop and Smell the Rosé is back in stock.
Stop and Smell the Rosé. That's what it was.
And I will say this too. Like, you and I are also both big Kate Spade fans. So I have several mm-hmm. pairs of Kate Spade sunglasses, as well as Tory Burch and other designer glasses. But since I've started wearing my gooders, I don't wear my other glasses as much because these are just so much lighter.
Yeah, they're very light.
Extremely light. Yeah. So you can have them on all day at the parks or all day, mm-hmm. Just all day in general, like if you're driving all day, and my ears don't hurt
mm-hmm.
behind here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're just a great pair of sunglasses. They're the best sunnies I've ever had, I think.
And like they're just so nice. Like the nose things don't hurt. Because I know... Because they don't have the actual, like, things in the nose, the mm-hmm. padding. What are those nose pieces called?
Yeah.
They get stuck in your hair.
Nose guard things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. These don't have those. So you can literally put them in your hair and then pull them down.
Poppy likes them too, you guys. Yeah, She's weighing them in. That's her seal of approval.
Yeah. So gooders, if you don't have a pair, they're worth the $25 investment. If not, you can always hit us up on Insta or Facebook and we'll buy them from you.
So, yeah. No, don't say that. We're gonna end up with everybody's gooders. Who wants to change color? So next, Chris, let's talk about a new product that we haven't used yet, and I'm gonna hand you my little Mikey phone real fast.
Okay.
So I ordered these new features.
What
am I wearing? Oh, because I'm rolling my so funny. So features are one of our favorite pairs of socks, one of our favorite brands of socks to wear. And we've been kind of testing out some different ones. I like when you hold it for me.
That's what she said.
I can't. We've been testing out some different pairs of socks lately. They have been pretty great. I have run in my Stance quite a few times now. Those were pretty phenomenal also. But I keep coming back to my features.
Did you post those links?
Nope. Yep, I'm a lazy host.
I'm just curious.
I'll post links for today, though, I promise. I promise. So Features has come up with a new plantar fasciitis relief sock. Now, from what I understand, it might be a little difficult to actually resolve plantar fasciitis with a sock. Let's be real. Because your foot has to be at a certain angle and to get rid of it and all that jazz. But I have arch support issues, especially in my left foot, and it causes me a lot of problems going all the way at my calf. So I thought, might as well give it a try. They're a little more expensive than the normal Features are, and they boast that they have extra inseam. I'm going to hand you a pair so you can see what I'm talking about.
Oh.
So in the arch, they actually have extra stitching, and then also in the heel area. You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's an extra reinforced stitching. These cost $29.99, I think is what I paid for them. Normally a pair of Features are about $14.
And they seem very like sturdy.
Yeah. So these are supposed to be a little tighter on your foot, kind of hold everything. It's almost like a compression sock.
Yeah.
Is what they're going for. And when you put it on, you can see that it actually goes all the way up into the arch of the foot, this extra ribbing that they've created.
Yeah.
So, and almost all the way across the heel.
They're definitely compression-y.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see how you like these.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if it helps I have to tape with rock tape. I tape my left foot now when I run anything more than 5 miles, really. So I'm interested to see if this will help remedy that. I would love to not have to tape every time.
Yeah.
So I will let you guys know.
Yeah, if these work, let me know, because I'm now at the point in my pregnancy. I like people that have run with pregnancy where my feet are swelling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now wearing my silicone band all the time, which is exciting, I suppose. But I'd be curious to see if I'm working at the hotel or not, when if these would help.
Yeah.
On the days when we have, we're busy
mm-hmm.
and I'm running around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not at my comfy desk sitting all day.
Yeah. So I will let you know, definitely. But Features has a return policy. So if you hate the socks and you try them out, you can return them and they'll refund your money. So I kind of figured it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But they say they provide convenient relief. It eases heel and arch pain. And then it also says targeted compression lifts, stretches, and stabilizes plantar fascia and supports the Achilles tendon.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I figured, hey, why not? There is another pair of plantar fasciitis socks that also has extra stitching in the arch that I thought I would order and try as well. It's a Japanese company that's manufacturing them.
Mm.
So, and I cannot remember the name, but I will order them so our next product
will be. These also have a lifetime guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No blisters.
Oh, always. Love my gooders, or my, I love my gooders too, but I love my
Speaking features. Of blisters, what's on your feet right now?
I don't have a blister.
No. Your flip-flops.
Oh, my UFOs. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about those. I'm the worst. I was like, no, I don't have any blisters. So likewise, because I have this weird arch issue going on and God knows what else, because we run and destroy our bodies. So I had seen a bunch of people talking about the UFOs. I may not be saying that wrong, but I think it's UFOs. It's OOFOS.
Yes.
So
UFOs.
I'm obsessed with them now.
I bought a pair. Talked me into a pair.
What did you think?
I like them. Mm. I do. I remember I wore them to the park the other day when we went to the parks.
Yeah. I have to wear mine in the house all the time, so I'm up to 3 pairs now. I've got different kinds. But
I will say I wish I would have gone with the more subtle color.
That's why I had to buy. So first I bought the mint green. I was like, ooh, these are so cute. And then I was like, oh, I can only wear these with one outfit.
I bought the black one with the pink and purple line mm-hmm. on it or strap. And I don't mind wearing them to Disney with sense of fun colors and stuff.
Yeah.
But
otherwise you're kind of stuck like chick.
Yeah. Or I wouldn't mind, if we did a run, I wouldn't mind wearing them afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point my feet hurt and I don't really care what people think. I don't really care what people think anyway. But,
I'm just going to say that I've been bag checking mine at the beginning of the run. And so that's all I pick up after the run is just my UFOs. And it is awesome to slide them on right after a long run.
Yeah.
It feels so good. Especially if you have to trek out to your car.
Yeah.
So,
I kind of want to get another pair.
Sometimes they're on Zulily on sale because I think they're $59.99 usually for a pair, $49.99 depending on which ones you get.
Yeah.
And Yeah, sometimes they'll be on Zulily. I'll let you know if I see them.
So there's another shameless plug, Zulily.
No, no one should start shopping Zulily unless they have to. It's so addictive.
It's addictive.
Yeah.
But you can, seriously though, you can get a lot of, like, they have Brooks, they have Saucony, mm-hmm. they sometimes have really great running apparel, sports bras.
Sometimes, like, you can get Hoka's on there. It's a hit or miss, but with the sizes, but yeah.
Yeah, you may get your size, but not the color you want. So you have to decide mm-hmm. if it's worth saving the $100. I personally did not win the billions of dollars for the Powerball, so I will save the $100 whenever I can. But I have purchased several shoes and several... We've even gotten some costumes from Zulily, haven't we?
We have gotten some costumes for running on Zulily.
Yeah, so this is not a product we love, but it may be a product you may want to check out if you are need a little minty vacay while you're at work or something. Zulily. Just don't expect to get your products in, the like, soon.
Yeah, it takes a long time to get them in.
Yeah.
So that's a disclaimer. I did see a pair of Hukas on there the other day for $56. They were men's, and I was thinking, dude, if you had the men's equivalent of my size, I would rock some men's shoes. I don't even care. But $56 for a pair of $150 shoes is
that's what I mean. Like, sometimes it's worth deal. It. And half the time, if you're like me and you forget you order stuff from Zulily, and then it comes,
it's like Christmas. Yeah.
And then if your husband's like, "Where'd the Zulily box come from?" You can say, "Honestly, I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember." No, I don't even, maybe somebody ordered this for me. I don't know.
I think it's a gift. Did you do this for me? You're a nice husband.
So anyway, so those are, I'm going to recommend my UFOs. I think they're great. I know that there are some comparative brands. Hukka makes some. I think, I want to say Brooks makes some that are similar. And there's a bunch of other different kinds. If there's something that you love that you think we should try out, UFOs or otherwise, let us know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that I am in love with mine.
Yeah, I do like mine.
Yeah.
I do like mine.
And I notice a huge difference even just walking around the house, because my house is either a hardwood floor or tile. And so just the difference, because I have such a bad left side right now. My left foot is just so bad. So my physical therapist and my chiropractor both told me I need to be wearing them all the time. Mm. So those were our product reviews, guys. Let us know if you agree, disagree, or if there's something you want us to try. We are happy to do so. But these are just products that we love. We're not endorsed by anyone or paid or anything like that. We just happen to like these products for ourselves, and they may or may not work for you.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone, yeah, please do your own research. Mm-hmm.
But thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Bye. All right. Bye, guys. Thanks so much for joining us again today, guys. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. Also, don't forget to hit us up on Insta and Facebook at Running on Sunshine.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.